Week 8 in the books, week 9 on tap. We got the NFL trade deadline earlier this afternoon. We have waiver wire ads and trade targets. I am your host, Sky Guasco, for the Razzball Fantasy Football Show, joined by my man, Derek Favre. We got all the information breaking down all the NFL trades, week 9 waivers, and trade targets coming up for you right now. What up, everybody? Welcome back to the Razzball Fantasy Football YouTube show. We're also available on the podcast as well. Make sure to subscribe and follow Razzball everywhere you possibly can on Twitter. That's at Razzball. You can subscribe to the Razzball Fantasy Football YouTube channel right here on screen by clicking that bell, hitting the subscribe button, and leaving a comment on your favorite or your least favorite NFL trade, your week 9 waiver ad if we miss anybody, and of course, your trade targets. Any questions, feel free to jump in the comments. Derek and I will be ready for you as you jump in the comments. And of course, you can get all of our information Sunday morning, every single Sunday morning, live with our Sunday live show 3 hours prior to kickoff right here on the Razzball YouTube channel. And you can download our podcast as well for those of you on the go. I mention it every show. I listen to most of my Razzball stuff on the podcast. Actually, I record on the YouTube channel, but I listen to most of it back when I miss shows on the podcast side as I am on the go for work or personal, whatever. So make sure you catch up with us if you happen to miss an episode. For those of you on the baseball side of Razzball, it's kind of the flagship of the Razzball brand. It's the baseball side of things. Bob and DT and everybody else here has really been bringing up the fantasy football side of things this year. But a lot of you are baseball heads as well. Derek and I have the World Series off to the side here tonight. We're having a lot of fun. If you're rooting for the Phillies, you're in a good spot. If you're an Astros fan, you're hoping for game 4 to turn it around here. But Phillies are hot right now at home. It's a lot of fun to watch. Derek, man, a lot of movement today. We're going to get into the NFL trades in just a second. But the highest scoring fantasy week so far in week 9, finally, or week 8, excuse me. Finally, we've had a lot of kind of slow going weeks where you were disappointed that your top running back, your top wide receiver, your top quarterback had a dud, but you might have gotten away with it because your opponent's team probably did too. This week, not the case. Everybody was going off. We saw Alvin Kamara finally show up again. Christian McCaffrey had 3 touchdowns everywhere you possibly can. So guys are finally showing up. Derrick Henry, another 200-yard performance against the Houston Texans. Everybody was going off this week. Did you feast on those big performances, or were you victim to them? And I'm sure it varies depending on the league. But first of all, welcome back to the program, Derek. It's great to have you back on, sitting in for my man Matt Stiles, of course, and we'll cover his article in just a little bit here. But quick recap, just in 30 seconds or so, and we'll get into the NFL trades.
Yeah, this guy, thanks for having me. Yeah, appreciate this. What a crazy weekend. Matt and I share a team, and we were victims to a couple of 3 touchdown performances. And I can't remember a week where we had so many players have 3 touchdowns and so many players that are everyday starters that, you know, that you're starting to forget, and they just all went off. And so, yeah, we had some scoring records set in some of our leagues this week. It was crazy, but
that's good. We finally,
it was a lot of fun to watch. A lot of fun.
Good. We finally had it pop off, man. I said, a couple weeks ago, I think it was week 4 or 5, it came out that at that point of the season, we were 100 touchdowns in the NFL behind last year's pace at that point. I can't remember which week, but it was crazy. Now, finally, hopefully, we're catching up there. So, all right, man, we got a lot to cover in this episode here. Of course, you were stepping in for Matt Stiles this week, so you also wrote his article for the Waiver Wire column. We're going to get into that in just a few minutes. Of course, I've got my trade recommendations, buy low, sell high, guys, that I always have. But first, a very, very busy day in the NFL today with the NFL trade deadline coming down at 4 p.m. Eastern today on Tuesday, November 1st. We did have some movement. We had a couple of players like Kareem Hunt, for example, who was talked about looking to get traded, did not get traded today. But we did have a little bit of movement as well. So let's start here. Buy or sell these moves here. So, Derek, basically I'm going to give you the player. I'm going to break it down for everybody that maybe is late to the game, catching up today with all the news. Give you the nuts and bolts. Do you like this move better for the player, or did you like their previous position? We'll start with tight end TJ Hawkinson. This was a surprise for me. getting traded here. The Lions aren't competitive, of course, but he's a flagship for them moving forward. They trade him in division, which is surprising.
In division, yeah.
Irv Smith for the Vikings out 8 to 10 weeks. So this makes a lot more sense after that drop. But TJ Hawkinson goes from the Lions to the Vikings for a handful of picks. Buy or sell this move from the Lions to the Vikings? Do you like it more or less for TJ Hawkinson moving forward?
Yeah, I think for Hawkinson himself as the player, he's going to get more targets in Denver or in Detroit. But I'm buying the move. You've got Jefferson on one side. You've got Cooks in the background. I mean, you've got so many weapons on that Minnesota team, and it's just going to open up that middle for Hawkinson. So I'm buying this.
Got it. I will talk more about TJ Hawkinson in a little bit. Let's go down to our wide receiver moves as well. Chase Claypool kind of disappearing, been in the doghouse with Mike Tomlin for a couple of seasons in Pittsburgh. They finally capitalize. He moves out, gets a fresh start. Pittsburgh gets a second-round pick in return, but Chase Claypool goes to the Bears. The Bears have needed wide receiver help for a couple of years. Buy or sell this move here for Chase Claypool with the Bears?
Yeah, buying this as well. Instantly becomes a number one in the Windy City, and we're going to talk about Justin Fields later. So, yeah, I'm definitely buying this.
Got it. Instantly the number one over Darnell Mooney. That's interesting. We'll get into that in just a little bit as well. All right, running back, my man, Jeff Wilson. I've been singing his praises for 5 years on multiple programs, which I know is ridiculous, but I love the guy. He's always stepped up huge when given the opportunity. Now he goes to the Miami Dolphins. So Christian McCaffrey comes over, obviously, from Carolina. Elijah Mitchell, who everyone's forgot about at this point, was the starter. He should be coming back in a couple of weeks, so he'll be the backup to Christian McCaffrey now. And now Jeff Wilson has nowhere to go. Stepped up, had a number of 20-point PPR performances over the last couple of weeks as the starter. Now Jeff Wilson rejoins Raheem Mostert in Miami, his former backfield mate with the 49ers. Also, Mike McDaniel is the old offensive coordinator for the 49ers. Now he joins that backfield as well. So a fifth-round pick for Jeff Wilson goes from the 49ers to the Dolphins. Dolphins were busy on draft day, also on trade day today as well. Buy or sell this for Jeff Wilson?
Yeah, buy in for sure. If you're still holding Jeff Wilson, you got a lifeline today. You're going to continue to hold him. If he was cut, he's there. You're going to rush out to get him and hold him. So yeah, definitely. He went from essentially almost zero yesterday. Now he's got a lifeline. So definitely buy in.
Love it. We'll cover Jeff Wilson in just a little bit as well. A name a lot of you may have forgotten about, Calvin Ridley, one of the most talented wide receivers in all of the NFL. Of course, suspended all of this season for gambling and his involvement in gambling. And I have my own thoughts on that versus all this other shit that all these players do and they get a 2-game suspension, whatever. This guy had some betting issues. He's out for the season, whatever. Wide receiver Calvin Ridley goes from the Atlanta Falcons to the Jacksonville Jaguars for some conditional picks. For conditional picks, I'm not going to break everything down right now because there's so much to go in conditional picks. Basically, what it means is if this happens, it's a fourth-round pick. If that happens, it's a third-round pick. If Calvin Ridley gets re-signed by the Jacksonville Jaguars, this pick for the Falcons turns into a second-round pick. There's a lot to happen in the future. We won't cover all that today. But Calvin Ridley, again, out for the rest of the season, but next year comes in as a Jacksonville Jaguar. Do you buy or sell this? And maybe it's premature to – what do you think about Calvin Ridley as a player at this point after missing a whole season? But overall, with Jacksonville looking to rebuild on two kind of bummer seasons at this point, they get a stud wide receiver, assuming he comes back full-fledged here. Calvin Ridley to the Jags, buy or sell?
Yeah, I'm buying. If you've got Ridley in a dynasty league, you're very happy today. Get that fresh start. I'd be interested to see how many in redraft leagues kind of forget about Ridley next year or where he falls into the ADPs. That's going to be interesting to see. But fresh start, young, exciting team. He, if he's got his head on, he can come in and be a mentor, and he could really, get himself back into that number one role. I'm buying.
Totally agree. And you had mentioned Chase Claypool comes in as the number one in Chicago. I think that's maybe debatable, but Calvin Ridley, even with a year off, coming in as that surefire number one in Jacksonville is not debatable, in my opinion. He comes in as that stud there. And now, all of a sudden, he's the veteran, where he had kind of been that number two behind Julio for so long. Now he comes in as a veteran as well. I like that move with a full offseason for Calvin Ridley. All right, and finally, on the offensive side of the ball here, Nyheim Hines right? So Shefty came out earlier in the morning before the deadline, was like, hey, teams are starting to call about Nyheim Hines, not Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt stays in Cleveland. Nyheim Hines goes from the Colts to the Buffalo Bills. Zach Moss goes to the Colts in return, and again, some conditional picks, a sixth rounder, et cetera. Nyheim Hines, though, was kind of that handcuff PPR guy behind Jonathan Taylor, but obviously not going to get work when JT's healthy. Now he goes to the Buffalo Bills, and Devin Singletary has played well, but does this mean that they're going to be like a 1A, 1B, or is Nyheim Hines coming in to take the job? This one was an interesting move. I didn't feel like the Bills were going to make a move, and maybe like a bigger move, if you will, for a standard running back, because to me, Nyheim Hines and Devin Singletary are kind of the same back. How do you feel about this? Buy or sell Hines going from the Colts to the Buffalo Bills?
No, I'm selling from a fantasy perspective. You know, and I was actually, I included James Cook in my write-up today, and I was really looking forward to seeing him get a little extra work. This kind of puts a damper on that a little bit. But, you know, I could see it from Buffalo's point of view. It's a good depth move. If something happens to Singletary, you know, you've got Hines there. You know, he's a versatile guy. I can see why they do it, but from fantasy purpose, I'm selling.
Yep. All right. And we don't talk about fantasy defenses. We do, of course, in DSTs, but not very much in fantasy. But all these trades went down. They do affect some of these guys are more impactful than others, and maybe they're going to be impactful for our fantasy offensive players. So just quickly, Derek, I want to run by you some of the defensive moves that went down today. So Roquan Smith, linebacker, goes from Chicago to Baltimore. Now, Baltimore, of course, a long history of, you know, Hall of Fame linebackers, frankly, Ray Lewis, Terrell Suggs, et cetera. Now they drafted Patrick Queen out of LSU a couple years ago. Now they get Roquan Smith, another top draft pick, as well to Baltimore for a second and a fifth round pick. Outside linebacker Bradley Chubb, who came back from injury, goes from Denver to Miami as well. So Miami brings in Jeff Wilson. They also bring in Bradley Chubb for a first round pick they got from my Niners when they traded up for Trey Lance last year. And they move Chase Edmonds, the running back, from Miami to Denver as well. So we know that Javonte went down. Melvin Gordon hasn't really been it. They brought in Latavius Murray, but he's not really it. Maybe Chase Edmonds is a sneak attack move here and a stash and a hold. But Bradley Chubb goes from the Denver Broncos to the Miami Dolphins. And then a couple names I'm not sure many people impact, but maybe in IDP leagues, cornerback Rashad Fenton from the Chiefs to the Falcons, and then safety Dean Marlowe from the Falcons to the Buffalo Bills for the seventh round pick. So not a lot of DST talk usually on fantasy programs, but I do want to mention these guys. Is there any one of these moves that jumps off the page more or less, or do you just want to talk maybe about Chase Edmonds as he's the offensive piece in this mix?
Yeah, I think Chase Edmonds does. The move to Denver does give him some opportunity there. He might be a stash to hold on to, see how he intermixes in that new system. But as far as the defenses go, I really like what Miami's doing. I really like that pickup there. They're very aggressive, for this trade deadline. They want it. They can smell it, and they're going for it. I'm really impressed with what they're doing. So, yeah, Bradley Chubb to Miami is a great, great pickup for that defense. That's the one that stands out to me.
I totally agree. And Roquan Smith, I'll just throw it out there too. Dude's a stud, and a lot of people are getting kind of lost in Chicago the last couple of years, but this kid's legit and going to a historically great defense that needs help in the secondary and certainly with the linebacking crew. I think this is a big upgrade for them. They've been underperforming this year, and I think now they have a solid mix there with Roquan Smith in the middle. Okay, folks, that's the NFL trade deadline. To break down again, TJ Hawkinson from the Lions to the Vikings, Chase Claypool from the Steelers to the Bears, Jeff Wilson from the Niners to the Dolphins, Calvin Ridley, when he comes back next year, from the Falcons to the Jaguars, Nyheim Hines from the Colts to the Buffalo Bills, and Chase Edmonds again moves over as well to the Denver Broncos from the Miami Dolphins, plus a number of defensive moves as well. Whew. We're going to get into our waiver wire article in a second. I'm going to let Derek collect his thoughts on that in the article that he stepped in for our man Matt Stiles this week. Before that, I want to give a quick shout out, though, to our good friends at Good Sports. Good Sports is a great opportunity for Razzball contributors to donate to our program. 10% of all the donations and contributions to the Razzball program here goes to our friends at Good Sports. $88 million in valuable equipment has been distributed. 55,000 individual play packs have been distributed to underprivileged kids in rural areas or inner cities where they're not able to get to practice. They can't afford the team fees or they can't afford the gear. 50 states are included in this, including Puerto Rico and DC. 6,000 youth organizations are eligible to receive these equipment donations. And so far, 9 million plus kids have been served with the work of Good Sports. So once again, 10% of all the donations and contributions to Razzball will be given to the Good Sports organizations. You can contribute during our Sunday live show. We always have a little barcode up at the top. You can scan that with your phone. You can donate in. You can also, when you donate to our Venmo or our PayPal account, that actually jumps you to the front of the line with your question. So if you have a question and you want to get to the front of the line, we usually run about 10, 15, 20 minutes behind questions because we have so much information to divulge to you with our team. So if you want to jump that line and get your question, your trade answer right away, your start sit down to the wire right away, make sure to contribute in our barcode and that will jump you to the front of the line and you will be contributing to our friends at Good Sports. Once again, our friends at Good Sports servicing over 9 million children across the country. Make sure to give them a shout out if you would like to. Okay. Now, Derek, I'm going to turn over to you here a little bit. I'm going to take my water break, if you will. So we're going to basically break down your article, which again, usually it's Matt Stiles' article on Razzball.com. You can check it out for free. This is the Waiver Wire Ads article that we post every single week. Matt is out for this week, so Derek has stepped in and done a fine job, I will say so. So, Derek, what I'd like to do is basically just go through here and check in on your quarterbacks, your running backs, your wide receivers, your tight ends for waiver wire pickups. Maybe if you have a top dog who's your number one pickup this week, let's highlight him. So I'll start with that. If you have a top dog and a top waiver wire pickup at any position this week, why don't you highlight that player? If not, why don't you give me a quarterback or two that you're focusing on in week 9 for the waiver wires?
All right. Yeah, very good. So the answer to your question, you know, my top waiver wire pick is the quarterback, and it's going to be Justin Fields. If you watched our Sunday program for the last few weeks, you've heard me kind of knocking the wood on him. Just keep an eye on him. He started off pretty poor. His defenses against quarterbacks that he was going to be facing the last few weeks is going to get a little bit easier. You should see a little bit of progression to him, and we have. And you know, with the addition to Claypool today, which happened after I wrote this, but I just really cemented my thought that the top waiver wire ad for this week is going to be Justin Fields. And with six teams on bye, most especially in a two quarterback league, he's probably already rostered anyway. I mean, someone may have dropped him, but even in a single quarterback league, he's going to be very valuable. And even moving forward, he's going to be valuable. So yeah, he's my top waiver wire pickup today at the quarterback position and overall. You know, thankfully we didn't have a wealth of injuries or major injuries, certainly that we've been seeing the last few weeks. You know, the waiver wire rush has been really fierce over the last few weeks because we've seen so many big players go down and everyone's scrambling to get their backups or get enough to fill in. We don't have that problem this week, you know, nearly as much. So, which is a good thing. But it allows us to talk about some names that we typically probably wouldn't talk about otherwise.
Absolutely. Totally agree. I'm going to talk about Justin Fields in just a little bit as well. Any other quarterbacks you'd like to mention?
Yeah. You know, although he's on bye, I really think people need to start rostering Jimmy Garoppolo more. Of course, you talk about adding weapons, and he added the prime weapon, a couple of weeks ago, and we saw what that looks like this past week. And, you know, now that I've got a week to get it all sorted out, get Debo back healthy and out there, I mean, this team is going to be explosive. You know, we saw, you know, and I'll say with the Bengals, you know, with Burrows, you know, we see him with all his weapons and what he can do. And, you know, if they take the handcuffs off of Jimmy G a little bit, I think we can see something very similar. So, he won't really get a lot of attention this week. If you've got a place on your roster to stash him, you're going to be rewarded in the coming weeks. So, yeah, I would definitely consider picking up Jimmy G.
Who's a better quarterback rest of season, Jimmy Garoppolo or Christian McCaffrey?
Well, you know, if you look at you know what they've done so far in their time together, I think McCaffrey. But, you know, one for one, you got to love that.
He's on pace. He's on pace for it'll be 8 touchdowns passed at this point for Christian McCaffrey. So I love it, man. I hope you're right. Of course, I'm a Niner homer. Everybody knows that. So hoping the upgrade as well. And Debo didn't even play in this game, and they beat a very good Rams team who I know that they own. Nonetheless, they played very well in this game. So I'm stoked for my Niners. All right, let's move down to the running back position. Give me a couple running backs to look forward to on the waivers.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Yeah, this was really tough for me because there's really not a lot out there. Like I said, you know, thankfully we didn't see a lot of those running back injuries like we normally do. But we did see one in Baltimore. You know, the Gus bus, everyone's on the Gus bus last week, and, you know, and he had a flat tire. So it did open up some work for Kenyon Drake. And he, you know, Drake, he's one of those guys where you just hate to have to, you know, you put him in your roster and you just don't feel good about it. But, you know, he's serviceable. And, you know, especially during these bye weeks. And again, we've got 6 teams on bye. You know, Drake is going to be serviceable, even if, you know, he's going to split the load. He's not going to take 100% of the snaps back there, but he's going to be serviceable. He's probably still on most waiver wires. He was 31%, you know, when I wrote this. He's probably a little bit higher now, but, you know, chances are you're going to have a chance to get Kenyon Drake. And, you know, and if you need to fill, you know, or you need to put Henderson on the bench, well, you know, then you've got Drake, nice fill in there. So, definitely look for Drake. Tyler Algiers for Atlanta. You know, he's getting the work. You know, he has some help there in the backfield. But you know, what really stood out to me this week was his targets. He, you know, for the first time, he got multiple targets in a single game. He had 2 targets coming into this week, and he had 3 last week, and he turned one into a touchdown. So I think that's, you know, shows good progression. They're getting comfortable with him. He's getting comfortable, you know, in the NFL. Of course, Patterson's coming back pretty soon. He may play this week. So that puts a little bit of a damper on Elliott. But, you know, again, that's the pickings are slim in running backs in the waiver wire. And, you know, you have him there, and, you know, he's going to get some work, and, you know, and now he's a little more active in the passing game. You've got a little more of an opportunity to, you know, get him into the end zone. So, yeah, I'd take a look at him as well.
I like both of these moves here. Kenyon Drake, I know, kind of scarred people 2 weeks ago because a lot of people started him, and then Gus came in and had, you know, 66 yards, those 2 touchdowns. So a lot of people felt burned by Kenyon Drake, so they benched him. And then, of course, he scores a touchdown through the air as well. So, Ravens running backs you're going to want, and you're going to, you know, you don't know who it's going to be, but I think you're right with bye weeks and stuff coming up that you'll be okay there. And then you're right, Patterson is coming back, but Algier hopefully is carving out a role for the future. I'll dial back a little bit to preseason. Bob and I did bowl predictions and crazy calls or bowl predictions, but a little bit more ridiculous, right? A bowl prediction for me was that Kareem Hunt gets traded, and then he gets traded specifically to the Falcons. To me, it just made sense. And I thought he would get traded. He didn't. And obviously he didn't go to the Falcons, therefore. So a lot more work to be had there by Algier. And again, he should be the running back for the future, assuming they don't bring somebody else in the offseason. But Patterson coming back healthy, we'll see what happens. And Chase Hundley's looked good also. Yeah. I don't know about a starter.
Right.
He's looked okay there too. Okay, let's move to the wide receiver position here. You got a couple wide receivers for us in waivers on week 9?
I do, led off by Rondale Moore in Arizona. You know, if we talked earlier about all those receivers who are getting multiple touchdown games, and you know, there were all the names that you would expect. You know, then if you start looking through the wide receiver rankings for the week, you come across Rondale Moore. You say, well, wait a minute. You know, where's you know, Hopkins in this? You know, why we've seen Rondale Moore, but you know, when the Cardinals traded for Robbie Anderson, you know, I'm not really sure what they expected from Anderson, but he hasn't delivered, you know, for sure. And
he hasn't even played.
Yes, exactly. You know, he said just a couple targets at most. And but what maybe it did is light a fire under Rondale Moore, and he's delivering. I just, you know, the Cardinals, they have the potential for a high octane offense, but they, you know, they need weapons and need guys that Kyler Murray can trust. And it appears that Rondale Moore is becoming one of those guys. So yeah, definitely. If you've got a spot for Rondale Moore, go ahead and stash him and use him, you know, when the matchup favors.
Totally agree. And then any other wide receivers look at if Rondale Moore is out?
Yeah, for sure. So Joshua Palmer should be out there as well. You know, he's been a name that's been floated around throughout the season in a number of weeks. He had some early games where he stood out. The last week prior to the bye week, he had a concussion, so he was out. You know, those Chargers receivers are ailing. You know, Keenan Allen, we were so desperate to get Keenan Allen back, but, you know, he's showing us he's really not ready to come back yet. You know, of course, Mike Williams is out for a couple of weeks anyway. You know, we really need someone to step up. And like I said, last game they played, Palmer was out with a concussion, but he should be good to go now. And I expect him to, you know, have one of those, you know, those early season games that we saw. And, you know, he became a, you know, early waiver wire darling in the early season. And, you know, he's not, I think he's a little under the radar right now, but you know, this week, you know, when Matt's back and he's talking about waiver wire ads, if Palmer's still below 50%, which he probably will be, yeah. I bet you'll be talking about him next week as well.
Okay,
great. And his cost will go up a little bit by then.
Yep, I agree. And a lot of people, you know, if you have Mike Williams or Keenan Allen, you're looking for somebody there. So Joshua Palmer, I mean, he's pretty much unavailable in all dynasty leagues because people are ahead of the curve on that. But in redraft leagues, he should be available there. So I totally agree with Joshua Palmer. And we've seen him in minimal work. He's been that guy, Jalen Guyton, still out for the season on IR. So I love the Chargers to turn it up coming out of the bye week. I expect my boy Herbert to pick it up here quickly as well. Any other wide receivers, any deep stashes, any dart throws there with a number of bye weeks coming up in week 9?
Yeah, Darius Slayton. You know, with the Giants, you know, they're still trying to figure out what they're doing. We're trying to figure out what they're doing. and Slayton is really just, you know, kind of under the radar there. And, you know, I really think that, you know, now that they got rid of, you know, one of their headaches there in the wide receiver room, you know, now there's an opportunity for him to really, you know, showcase what he can do. And, you know, he's again, really off most everyone's radar, but I think we may see Darius Slayton you know, become a little bit more prominent, have a more prominent role with the Giants here in the next few weeks.
We'd love to see somebody step up. Wandale Robinson's kind of the only other option there. And of course, Tony is now with the Chiefs. All right, let's move to the tight ends here, and then I'll get into my trade recommendations. Who do you have at the tight end position? It's always difficult to find somebody there, but most people are streaming. If you don't have Travis Kelce, pretty much at this point, you're streaming tight ends. Who are you looking for in week 9?
That's right. You know, right after Kelce is Mark Andrews. And of course, you know, Mark Andrews, you know, he provided his owners with a really tough decision last week. We knew he was, you know, a little gimpy coming in, but he played. So, you know, we have to play him.
And, I played him.
You know, I did too. You know, and, you know, he started out, he was getting targets, you know, got the first pass of the game, you know, started getting a number of targets, even had an end zone target. And then, you know, before we know it, he's out with a shoulder injury. And then who stepped in, you know, and just really had, you know, I think all of us, you know, who have analyzed these rosters, for months and months now. You know, we knew who Isaiah likely was. We knew what kind of a player he could be. You know, we hadn't seen that yet. Well, we saw it last week, and that was exciting to see. You know, it's going to obviously be dependent on Andrews and his health. You know, but whether if you've got Andrews, you really need to find a place to stash likely. If you don't, but you've got a roster spot, you know, do the same thing because, you know, he may not play, you know, he might, or well, he may not have a game, a prominent game like he did, you know, last week, you know, with that role right away, but the boy can play, you know, they're going to find ways to get that ball into his hands. He's such a dynamic player. So yeah, definitely I'm all for Isaiah Likely. And I'll just make a pitch from my man Styles. He was on Likely in the preseason. He was all over his preseason, you know, deep stash or, you know, players to watch. It was this guy right here. And so kudos to Matt for seeing that back in August. But, you know, his time is now. We're in November. You know, his time is now. And that's when you kind of start seeing some of the rookies emerge in November. And, you know, this is one of them here. So, you know, even though Andrews would be out there, I could see some two tight end sets where they both go out. And, you know, what are these defenses going to do? So, yeah, I'm definitely all on board the likely bus here.
And Likely is a kind of one of those, this new tight end coming out now, which is basically a hybrid wide receiver, essentially. And we know that the Ravens are slim at wide receiver. So Likely has shown that he should be on the field. So maybe he plays a little bit more slot, you know, where they have these different packages where they can run him out, because we know that obviously if Andrews is healthy, he's the number one guy, but Likely showed that he should be on the field as well with limited opportunity there with pass catchers. All right, before I get into trade stuff, do you have any other deep stash tight ends, any other streamers you're looking at?
I do. You know, he's on bye this week, but don't. You know, most of your opponents are going to look past him, but go ahead and get Greg Dulcich for the Broncos. You know, he's getting all these targets. If you look at his fantasy production, he's in double digits every week. Obviously, Russell Wilson, you know, knows – where to go to get him. He's going to be a solid tight end the rest of the way. Again, they're on their bye. He's not going to be on people's radars, you know, this week as much as he will next week. Get him now where it's cheaper. Go ahead and stash him. You know, if you're been streaming tight ends and you know how frustrating that can be, here's your guy. You know, you're going to set him and forget it. So go get Dulcich. Yes.
I love it. I love it. I totally agree. I'm going to talk about some of these guys here coming up because we're at the part of the season where you have your definitely on the waiver guys. You have your definitely not on the waiver guys. And then you have a bunch of guys that are like in that 50% range, 40% range, like Greg Dulcich, right? Like he's widely available on waivers, but he's also on a lot of rosters at this point. And I feel like he's a guy that you can go out and get. Darnell Mooney is the same type of guy. Jeff Wilson's that guy, right, with Christian McCaffrey coming and now getting traded. And Justin Fields as well, who you had in your waiver column. But he's actually going to kick off my buy low category as well. So, Derek, I'm going to throw out some names at you, right? For sake of time here, I'm not going to kind of go through each guy like we usually do. But I'd like you to kind of cherry pick one of these players. Let me know if I'm crazy on somebody or you totally agree. My buy low quarterback is Justin Fields. Now, you've already made a great case for him. I'll just kind of pile on top here. He's QB12 on the season through eight games, but he's actually QB5 over the last five games where they finally started opening up this offense, trusting him to throw the ball. He's running more. He's QB5 over the last five seasons, or excuse me, over the last five games. He has 66 rushing yards on average, which is that great balance there for the running quarterbacks. And then this case is made for him and my wide receiver. Spoiler alert, it's Darnell Mooney. Make a case for him in a second. But both these guys are going to get a great schedule moving up in the next couple of games here, which, again, is what I'm looking for and I want at all costs here with the Bears. They get the Miami Dolphins, horrendous in the secondary. The Lions, worse in the secondary. The Falcons don't have a secondary. And the Jets, who are decent, but that should be a shootout game. And then the Green Bay Packers, who we've seen with Buffalo, they're not the defense we thought they were going to be either. And they don't have a bye in Chicago until week 14. So Justin Fields is going to be a great quarterback, who can patch in on these week 9, 10, 11 byes. I did a little research. 14 teams are on bye over the next 3 weeks. Of that, you have Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, Daniel Jones, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Tua Tagovailoa, Geno Smith, and Tom Brady. All of those quarterbacks are going to be on bye over the next 3 weeks. I would love Justin Fields to fill in all those positions, and honestly, might even start over guys like Tom Brady and Geno Smith and Daniel Jones right now, more reliable. So he's my buy low quarterback right now, who, again, you just mentioned, might even be available on waivers, which would be even better because he's much more cheap. But if he's out there as a second quarterback, go get him. Jeff Wilson, I'll make it real quick here. I already said going to Miami, familiar with the head coach there, the play caller, Mike McDaniel, used to be his OC in San Francisco. Raheem Mostert is the starter for now, but we know that the injury concerns could catch up to him at any time. Jeff Wilson's already proven himself to be a great backup. Chase Edmonds now gone, and in Denver, he's that number two, maybe a 1B. Go get Jeff Wilson for free right now. Darnell Mooney is my wide receiver. I just mentioned for Chicago, they have great matchups. He has not yet scored a touchdown. I know that's not a selling point, but he has a touchdown. The opportunity to score a touchdown, he would be even better. I think the Bears are going to get better and better and better throughout the season. Again, great matchups coming up. Doesn't have a bye until week 14. He could patch a lot of holes for you. And then you already stole my thunder. Greg Dulcich, probably available on your waivers. But if he's on a roster, he's probably a number two guy. Maybe somebody like me picked him up like, Mark Andrews may not play this week. Maybe he's a guy. Now Mark Andrews comes back healthy in a week or two. I don't need Greg Dulcich. I'll give him to you for free or a little bit of a piece. Go get him to fill up some of these waivers as well. You mentioned double-digit targets. He missed like a 40-plus yard touchdown by like 6 inches last week. If he scores that touchdown, totally different narrative. So love that. Justin Fields, Jeff Wilson now with the Dolphins, Darnell Mooney, and Greg Dulcich are my buy-low targets. Derek, pick somebody out of that mix. You've already talked about Justin Fields and Greg Dulcich. So, in your opinion, Jeff Wilson, Darnell Mooney, pick one of those guys for me.
Yeah, it's in that case, it's going to be Mooney. I like them both, honestly. Like you said, Mooney's been underperforming. Doesn't even have a touchdown this week or this year. You know, I mentioned before Claypool would come in as the number one. You know, you maybe think differently. I think we could agree that there's probably going to be one and 1A if they really can gel with Justin Fields. And that's just going to open it up for both of them. And so, yeah, both of those guys are buy lows. And so, yeah, in the case of Mooney, definitely a trade target buy low for sure.
All right. Let's move down here to my sell high guys. Now, this is always tough to find because, like, some of these players, you're like, dude, why would you even get rid of them? Right? Like, I get it, but if you're going to sell high on a player, you want to sell high. So let's see what we can do here. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers. This one may not be as surprising as maybe it was a couple of weeks ago. He finally had a decent-er game, but listen to these yard totals. Now, when you think Aaron Rodgers out of this year, what do you think? 303. That's like an average game career-wise for Aaron Rodgers, right? Multiple touchdowns, 250, 300 yards every single week, no problem. His total passing yardage every game this season, 195, 234, 255, 251, 222, 246, 194, and 203. His touchdowns, 0, 2, 2, 2, 2, 1, 2, 2. He has not thrown for 300 yards. He has not thrown for 3 touchdowns in a single game. But he can be a startable quarterback for somebody else. If they have a streamer or something like that, they're dealing with other guys. Maybe Matt Ryan was their guy. He's out. Matt Stafford's not playing well. Trevor Lawrence, maybe they're not loving. Go look to see if you can move off of Aaron Rodgers. He's not Aaron Rodgers anymore. They don't have a number one guy. I'm looking to get rid of him immediately. Jonathan Taylor is my sellable running back. I know this is crazy-ish, but Jonathan Taylor is a guy that I'm looking to move off of my roster. He was the number one pick, as we all know, right? But after week one, when he was the number two running back in PPR, in the last 5 games that he's actually played, because he missed 2 games, he's a running back 38, 23, 57, missed weeks 5 and 6, running back 20, and running back 45 in PPR leagues. So he's not doing well, obviously. He's run for more than 70 yards just twice since week one. He has 1 total touchdown on the entire season, and he has less than 5 targets in half of his games this year. Big concern. We're not worried about what Jonathan Taylor was coming into the season. We're not interested in who Jonathan Taylor should be. This is who Jonathan Taylor is right now. Nyheim Hines leaving does not give him extra work. He was not ceding work to Nyheim Hines. So that's not a bonus to me, but people might be thinking it is. Honestly, you can still get a haul for Jonathan Taylor. I would look to move him if I possibly can. Alvin Kamara plus. essentially. Or if you can do Austin Eckler for Jonathan Taylor straight up or something, I would go do that in a heartbeat. Dalvin Cook plus, I would go make that move in a heartbeat. I don't like moving top-tier players, but we're in what you're doing now, and he's not that top-tier guy. Wide receiver, Diontae Johnson. I'm not as excited about this Chase Claypool leaving because Diontae Johnson's gotten all the targets. 7, 8, 9, 10 targets a game. No big deal for Pittsburgh. He's not doing anything with them. 4 receptions, 3 receptions, 5 receptions, not scoring touchdowns, not getting the 100-yard games he did with Big Ben. Diontae Johnson might still have some name value. People are excited that Chase Claypool left. George Pickens is not that guy either. I just don't believe in this offense overall. I'm moving off of Diontae Johnson. And we had mentioned earlier, TJ Hawkinson. You bought this move kind of overall at the beginning of the show. I'm actually going to sell it. I just don't think he's going to get the work in Minnesota that we expect. He's going to get peppered more in Detroit. And Kirk Cousins, which makes no sense here. But Kirk Cousins is 30th in QBR rating to the tight end and 33rd in yards per pass attempt to the tight end this season, which is last in qualifying quarterbacks. Justin Jefferson is the whole offense. Then it's Dalvin Cook. Then it's Adam Thielen. Then it might be TJ Hawkinson, who has to learn the scheme. He's a blocker and all these other things too. So I just don't see him producing more work in Minnesota than he would in Detroit. So Derek, I'll go back to you here. My sell high candidates, Aaron Rodgers, Jonathan Taylor, Diontae Johnson, and TJ Hawkinson. We've already talked about TJ Hawkinson. We'll skip off of him. Aaron Rodgers, Jonathan Taylor, Diontae Johnson. Do you agree, disagree with any of those guys?
Yeah, I definitely agree with Taylor. I think you made a really good case for selling high on him. Yeah, it is. But, consensus number one, pick coming in. Sure, he's been a disappointment, but, people remember that. So I think you could get a really nice package for Taylor. If I had him as well, I would be trying to sell him too, for sure. All right. Rodgers, if they traded for Brandon Cooks today, I'd feel a little differently.
DJ Moore, Brandon Cooks, like Robert Woods, like somebody. Yes, just
any of them.
Right. Oh, man, yeah, frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah, and if Styles was here, he would be, using some colorful language.
I stopped talking about the Packers when he's on the program just to keep focused,
Yeah, but yeah, if you can sell high on Rodgers, do it. For sure.
And I don't know that Diontae Johnson's even a sell high because there is no high. I'm just hoping that people like the volume and
he has value. He has value. And, if you're looking at the volume and, like you said, now that Claypool has moved on, you can make a case for that volume even going up further. And, that makes him a great, buy candidate for someone. I agree with you. I'm off of him. I've been off of him actually for a while. But there's some who are, and he would be, if you can get a nice package for him, do it.
Love it. All right, before we get out of here, we're getting a little long in the tooth, but we got to get to the people, of course, Derek. So we do have a couple of comments. Let's jump in here. Blurpy is coming in with two comments. So basically gave us the roster. So I'll read this out quickly and then has a trade kind of a question what they just did here. So this team is stacked. I've already read ahead. You're killing it. So whatever your trade question is, I'm sure you're doing well. The team is, there's a 10-team league and they're 4-4 in PPR. But listen to this team. Hurts, top three quarterback. Cook, Kamara, Etienne, Gibson, and Henry, and Pacheco. So great running backs all across the board, plus depth. Wide receivers, Pittman, D-Hop, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Wandale. And tight ends are Waller and Taysom Hill. So on paper, great wide receivers and tight end, but so many of these guys have been out, unreliable. You probably didn't start Taysom Hill when he had the big game. Then you start Waller and he's out. D-Hop just came back for two games. Pittman's not been Pittman because the quarterback's a mess. Amon-Ra's been out and Wandale Robinson's hit or miss. Running backs are stacked. Quarterback is one of the best in the game. But just made some trades. Traded Terry McLaurin, Tyler Lockett, and Deontay Foreman for Derrick Henry. Obviously, that's a great move there. Love that. Two flex league, so I can run out Cook, Kamara, Etienne, and Henry all playing together. So we can kind of make up for those wide receivers not being great, which I love, but we got to fix this tight end position, Derek. Yeah, Darren Waller is just not a factor right now, and Taysom Hill is a tight end, and he's fun when he goes off, but he's going to get 4-6 opportunities a game. I cannot count on that. A tight end we've been mentioning all program, I would move Darren Waller for Greg Dulcich, no question about it. And everybody would take that because Darren Waller is Darren Waller when he's healthy. I would go move Darren Waller for Greg Dulcich in a hurry and just keep Taysom Hill as your backup and you're swapping. Do you agree with that? Any other moves you make on this?
100%. Yeah, 100%. And you know, we're in a PPR league here, and you know, that 4-4 record's got to be frustrating. I would dangle one of those running backs out there, or maybe even package a Gibson in a wide receiver and try to get a little better wide receiver there. I mean, Hopkins is on fire. If Amon-Ra is healthy, he's going to be there. And, you know, we talked about Wandale, you know, he's coming on, but you know, you really need a number one. Use one of those running backs potentially for, or package a running back and a wide receiver to get a stud, wide receiver. And I think mm-hmm. you're going to benefit more, you know, with that PPR league format with a high volume wide receiver than, you know, running out all four running backs, you know, like you are. I've been in, you know, I have teams like this where you just look at that lineup and you just can't believe why I'm 4-4, yeah. But, just got to get to the playoffs. You just got to get to the playoffs. And once you're there, you're going to have you're going to carve it up. But definitely get a tight end that you can count on and, think about packaging, one of these running backs and just get one of those stud wide receivers that are out there.
If possible, I would move Waller for Greg Dulcich, keep Taysom Hill. I would also package Pittman and Gibson for like DJ Moore and like a distant handcuff. Or something, maybe even a backup quarterback just to throw somebody in, like a Marcus Mariota, just in case anything happens to Hurts. Pittman and Gibson are those guys that still have name brand. They're doing enough work, but they're guys I could get rid of with the rest of your roster. That would be my recommendation. And Blurpy, please tune in Sunday morning to let us know how this trade, everything went down here, and hopefully we can help you with the rest of the crew as well. Ryan Centoro has the final question. We're going to get out of here. Redraft full PPR, Adams and Najee for Debo and JT. So we never know how to read these questions. Let's assume this is trade Adams and Najee to get Debo and JT. If that's the case, basically just what side of this package do you want? Do you want Adams and Najee? Do you want Debo and JT? I just told you to sell JT, and Debo was out this last week, but Najee's hit or miss, and Adams isn't Adams, although he is producing enough. Which side of this pairing do you want?
Yeah, I'm on the Debo JT side on this one. I haven't been all season on the Najee train, and I'm not going to start now. And, you know, Adams just, he needs to go back to Green Bay. It's just not working right there. I mean, probably next year he'll be a stud, but, you know, this year it's just really tough. We talked about San Francisco and all the weapons they have, and, you know, Jonathan Taylor, you know, you're not going to get the number one. You're not going to get last year's Jonathan Taylor, but, you know, even what you're getting is better than Najee. So I'm definitely on the Debo JT side on this one.
Man, that's a great wide receiver that Green Bay should have looked at the trade deadline. Maybe could have traded for Davante Adams. That probably would have helped out their offense, but didn't happen. We'll have to wait till next season, see what happens. Ryan, totally agree with Derek. I'm 100% on the Debo JT side. I just told you to sell JT. But don't sell him for scraps, right? And Debo's Debo when he's healthy, all right? He's basically a running back and a wide receiver. I'm off of Najee completely, and Adams is my boy. I've got a jersey of his. He's my man, but he's not in with the Raiders right now. I want Debo and JT 100% in this pairing. All right, everybody, that's a lot to run through in this program. We appreciate Derek Favreau, of course, coming on here, filling in for Matt Styles. Of course, you can follow Derek at Derek_Favret, F-A-V-R-E-T. You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Sky Guasco. Find everything Razzball at Razzball. Make sure to subscribe right here to the YouTube show. Hit that bell. Leave us any of your comments. We covered a lot of trade targets, NFL, fantasy football, also our waivers for week 9. Make sure you leave a comment below so we know where you all sit. And if we missed anybody, chime in as well. For those of you on the go, like I am every single day, make sure to download the Razzball Fantasy Football podcast as well. Leave a rate and review. We much appreciate it. 5 stars will be read right here on the program, but we want you to be honest. If there's something we can improve on, please let us know. And of course, we can improve on that best that we possibly can. We'll catch you next time on the Razzball Fantasy Football show. We have episodes every single week, and every article is on razzball.com, most of them for free. Matt Styles' article is usually the waiver article, but this week it's by Derek, so make sure you go to check that out. And I've got my trade targets article dropping as well, so go hit that up. And please catch us every Sunday morning on the Razzball Fantasy Football Live Start Sit Show, 3 hours before kickoff, right here on the YouTube channel. For my man, Derek Favre, I'm your host, Scott Golosko. We will catch you next time on the Razzball Fantasy Football YouTube show. We are out of here.